The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are live on Facebook, and I'm really excited about today's show because it seems it's the only way that I can ever find time to enjoy connection with my sister from another mother, who is Sharan Sirdar. And Sharan is here live on Facebook with us. And I just wanted to say that we are going to, that you're welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. Generally, when I get on the show, I introduce my guest, but Sharan and I have been working together so long, and then we've been both so, our days have been full. And I had a feeling that we should just let her share her biography, because I think she's changing and changing and and growing. So Sharan, it's so good to see your lovely, beautiful face.
I love this new platform that we get to see each other as well now, so this is great.
I know, I love it.
Well, my background is I've got a BSc in microbiology, a master's in human genetics, and I was working in the laboratory for 13 years working with genetics and DNA. And when I found out about Bruce Lipton and his book, Biology of Belief, that's where I recognized that I was meant to be doing this work, which is epigenetics. And so now I'm doing my PhD in integrative medicine and writing that up. So hopefully that'll be done next year. And that's where I'm at.
So that's what you're doing in your spare time.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, you and I, I just love working with you, Sharan. You and I have had, you know, I can't remember like how long we've known each other.
I don't remember either. It's been more than 6 years anyway.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I just want you, you know, we were going to be talking about DNA here, and you like to always pick a card. And so I chose this one today. This is homeostasis. And this painting's name is Temple of the Soul. This is actually the original. And so homeostasis is when you are in perfect alignment in your body, soul, and your spirit. And I thought this one's perfect for you. The little saying on this is, my soul is home.
That is so perfect for me right now. Thank you.
So tell us about DNA. Tell us what you want to tell us.
Well, the title is Reveal the Secret in Your DNA. And the big secret is that there is no secret, because...
Anticlimax.
Sorry, show's over. but the secret is there, because it's right staring in our faces and we just can't see it. And that is that there's this presence inside of us that has such a magical potential. It's like the presence of the universe, what makes the earth go around the sun, and the oak tree into an oak tree, and Stella into who she is, and you know, all of that. So
Stella says, thank you for acknowledging me as a co-host. Colette didn't even bother to. In case you haven't met Stella, every time there's a radio show, it's Wednesday morning, she flies around the house preparing for her debut. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
So, So basically, you know, the energy that she knows and she's aware of, all of that It's inside of us. And we have this deep knowing. We have this presence. And it's like, if we can get in touch with that, then that's where the transformation happens. That's where we can change our DNA expression. We can lower inflammation. We can have our lives show up in a way that's aligned to the way we're meant to be. And so there we go. There's the secret.
I love it. Why did I have to write a book that was 531 pages?
That was a good book.
Yeah, no, I've been doing special shows now. Like at the beginning of the month, I do Tales from the Vector. And at the end of the last Wednesday, I've started doing talking nuggets of wisdom from the Vector, just sharing information from my book and different protocols that, you know, calm people down a little. So what have you been up to, Sharan? Like what, because I know that last time we were working together, and it was a few months back, that you've been finding that you work differently than you did like before. And this is for me always a sign that someone is really, the frequency, the vibration is changing, so really our thoughts are frequencies and vibrations. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, definitely. So our thoughts and frequencies, I'll talk about that and then I'll tell you about how things have changed as a result. So the thoughts and frequencies is that I always tell people that you're a frequency machine. So if you have this universal life force energy that's flowing through us, and then at the same time, you've got all the other stuff that's like maybe your own belief systems, maybe the belief systems of your parents, maybe the ancestral beliefs as well. And we all have all this stuff that's sort of swimming around our energy field. And what happens is that this universal life force energy is always expressing itself, but it's getting refracted, so to speak, by the other things, the beliefs that we have and the other stuff that I mentioned. So it's really about how do we get it to the place where it's refined and just that frequency. And our thoughts play a big part in that, and how, you know, we sort of react to day-to-day things. But it comes down to sensations, because if the minute you can go from the thoughts to the sensations, that's where you become that frequency, where you can be that universal life force energy, and you're feeling into the frequency of that sensation. And as you do that, that begins to shift and move. And so the work that I'm doing right now has shifted to this, where it's really holding a space of that presence, where becoming that frequency, so that as the other person experiences it, that shifts as well. So they begin like a tuning fork, you know, it resonates and then it comes to that. And then the sensation that they had begins to shift. And why that's important is because the sensation that they were having was probably connected to something ancestral, probably something else, but we don't even need to know what it is. And it just kind of dissolves as a result.
You know, when you say this, this is what I've been realizing also, because every time that I do a private consultation, and you know, most of my private consultations, well, are, you know, across the world or they're remote, and I do them by phone or Skype. Every single time when I'm working with someone, I learn more and more and more. And what I've been noticing is what a lot of people would call an emotion is actually a reaction. And so, you know, you can energetically like tune in and ask, because we're working with the higher self network. We can tune in and we can ask, is this even a physical or non-physical issue? And 99.999% of the time, it'll come up non-physical. And so then, you know, we can move into that and ask, well, what is this, you know, where is this really coming from? And so I'll tend to ask people, if they are really triggered, what emotion are you feeling now? Because we have a tendency to label emotions as part of us. But people, when you realize it's just a reaction that has accumulations and associations, And that reaction is what we call emotion. And that we can also ask then, well, where do you feel that in your body? And what does it feel like? And I find that to be extremely powerful. We're moving into a break here now. So I'm just going to make sure everybody out there knows that, you know, this Sharan Sirdar is amazing epigeneticist. I'm so blessed to be working with her and her with me. We've been, you know, we've worked together at seminar, and it was at that one seminar in England that you got up and you decided you were going on stage. Remember?
I do. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. It was so awesome. Anyway, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have the beautiful Sharan Sirdar here. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to make some shift happen in your own life. We'll be right back.
I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are live on Facebook with the spectacular Sharan Sirdar and my other co-host, Stella. And Sharan, just share your contact information with everyone.
Yes, it's Sharan Sirdar, CharanSurdar.com. And on there is links to all my social media. Instagram and Facebook is where I'm most active. And they can go there. And YouTube, I've got loads of videos that they can check out, which are cartoons that I've kind of have animated and made up about making science simple.
I love that. Like, I think you rubbed off on me because now in my call to dance program, I have coloring book manuals explaining the physics of. I just have to say, before we take our, we have a caller here and we're going to take the caller. I just don't want to forget. I had just wanted to say thank you to Carly Panfold for putting out the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair. I've been with that for 4 years now. And then I was at a wellness show on Saturday. We just had one on Sunday and it was so much fun. They always are. And then on Saturday, I was at a wellness show and I was promoting the Holistic Fair at the booth for her because it was her, both her daughters' birthdays within days, but they're years apart. And one of them was 16 and she put a call out and I had so much fun. I was with Kellen and we laughed and had so much fun at that event. And so I just want to say thank you for all the good work you're doing out there, Carly. In case I forget, I just want to make sure. And to thank the people that came and worked the booth, and just for being there. It was a really, really good day. So we have a caller. Kat, what is our call? Who's our caller?
We have Julia from Ottawa.
Awesome. So, hello.
Julie from Ottawa.
Hi.
Hi, Julie from Ottawa.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. She's on the other side of the country here. So this is a, you know, and Sharan's in England. So this is so cool.
So, Julie, you're in the middle.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm in the middle. So, yeah, I'm going through quite a bit with my parents. I think I've called in about elder care, but I guess today just some energy, yeah, just around myself and my mom.
Okay.
This
has been coming up a lot. You know, I did, I did two live talks and then two seminars back to back on weekends and then the two fairs. And, have been, you know, in contact with a lot of people out there. And this has been coming up for a lot of people. And it's kind of funny because it's coming up like you're caught in the middle. And so, we're just going to get a, we like to get a baseline. the co-host has become the host. We're just going to get a baseline for how you feel about this. So 10 being like you're really, really struggling like with this and zero being, hey, I'm totally, you know, neutral. Where are you on that scale?
I'm just testing for six, but I honestly feel it can go off the charts depending on when you talk to me. Like a few minutes ago is utter frustration. So I don't know.
I'm just going to check in here with you, Sharan.
I feel it's already started to shift the minute you called in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could tune in to like say if you're faced with her like face to face and you with the situation right now, what would that be?
I don't know. 9.
Okay, so I'm gonna work silently, Colette.
Okay, so. Okay, so what I'm picking up here is that Stella, be a good kitty. As soon as it is shifting, as soon as Stella, she jumped off my lap. That's what cats do when the energy's shifting. And so, what is going on is we just want to strengthen your relationship. What's going on with you and your mom? What do you feel is so challenging?
She's not mentally well and we're trying to get some legal paperwork and she's just refusing. She's just, yeah.
So
just throwing all sorts of random things and anyway,
okay. So what you're basically saying is that she's not in her right mind.
I don't know if she's ever been. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good because, you know, if we just throw the mind out of this and we focus on the central nervous system, that is how old is your mom?
I don't know. I'm guessing 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
For sure.
So you don't have a really close relationship with her throughout your life?
No.
No. And do you feel like, you know, what's the emotion that when you say that, what's the emotion that you feel?
Helpless, frustration, maybe, I really kind of hate her.
Okay. So this is so interesting because on the other side of the fence of this, we're going to have to, take a look at the other side of the fence, right? So we're going to just strengthen this for you, right now. And if you can, hold on, Kat, do we need to take a break now?
Nope, we got 4 more minutes.
Okay, cool. So we're just going to really work on you right now here on what this is really about. I had another mom that was saying that she's sure that her daughter hates her. And this is a teenager. And I'm like, no, when I tested energetically, her daughter just thinks she hates her. But they have a lot of love. But her daughter is a teenager. And so that's when you know you've done a good job. So when they want to separate from you. And so we're just going to get you strong to the fact that, you know, what seems like hate, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is not fear. The opposite of love is a lack of respect. And so we're just going to get you strong to that, you know, you deserve to be treated with respect. Your mother deserves to be treated with respect. When you think about respect being love. And so we're just going to strengthen all of that, all the attachments to what a mom is supposed to be and what a mom isn't supposed to be. And then there's a lot of people, as I said, caught in the middle now that are, looking after their parents while they're looking after their children or going to work and all of these other things. And so we want to just get you strong 100% to what your mother, who your mother is and who she is not. Okay. So I just want to check in with you because I'm getting Sharon is probably ready here to say some, like she's working in the background. But can I get a number from you?
Okay. I don't know why I'm testing 2, but
yeah, there you go. It's 2 because it's perception. It's, you know, and so we're just going to strengthen your perception. Stella got excited. Sharon.
Yeah, perfect. I was working in the background, just working on the frequencies of things. So when you feel it in your body, Julie, the whole thing, is it feeling less? Is it feeling smaller, bigger, different?
I mean, my attention goes to this area that's like my left side, my left kind of like left ovary hip thing. So that's what I'm feeling, kind of a burn.
Okay. Well, that's letting go of some anger. We have to take a short break here. Can you hold on through the break here, Julie? And then we'll work on this for you. And I'm getting there's a lot of people right now feeling this anger. There's a lot of Mars energy right now that's kind of like, so we're going to, can you hold on until after the break?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Stay with your breath, slow breaths while you're on the break and then come back. Come back.
Okay, cool. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are live on Facebook. Time flies when you're energetically shifting and on radio time. Do call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am here with my beautiful sister from another mother, Sharan Sirdar, and we are shifting energy. You can call in. We love to hear from you if you have questions or you just want to have some energetic shift and move into a better place. You can contact us here, 1-800-930-2819. Also, I just wanted to say that I will be having my Telespa Fat Wallet Skinny Jeans for Be Irresistible this coming Thursday, and you are welcome to still join in. You can purchase that anytime, it's once a month, and you can purchase that on my website individually, or you can get two free if you sign up for the year. So we're having a lot of fun with that, I also wanted to mention that I'm having my very last Baby Steps program of the year on October 19th. If you happen to be in the Kelowna area, it is on Saturday, October 19th. You can also look that up. And we've been working with Julie from Ottawa. And I just wanted to check in with you, Julie. Where are you at now?
I feel pretty balanced, actually, and just feeling into that area where I normally hold a lot of tension, and it feels a little clearer. So,
okay. So, do you mind, what area is that?
Sorry, it's like kind of like just like I call it sort of like uterine, ovary, like left ovary, kind of left sort of like hip area.
Okay. And so this was coming up. I had someone sit in my Shift Happens talk. This was just 2 weekends ago now, or 10 days. It's a blur. It was busy time. And she was just sitting in the audience and I was working on someone else. And a lot of people were feeling this pressure from being caught in the middle between work and their parents and their spouses or their children. And so being caught in the middle, we're just going to let that lower down here. All the times that you've ever felt caught in the middle, all the times that you have been put in a position where you, like, it's coming up of taking responsibility for other people because they're not willing to be responsible for themselves. We're just going to strengthen for like, as you said, it was a burning sensation. And so,
yeah,
that burning feeling, can come from anger. But it also that, like, I'm getting the frustration you're feeling is between fear and anger. Frustration is fear and anger. That's what it is. It's a combination of these emotions. And so when we have combined emotions, it gets us all mixed up. So we want to break it down. And that's what I do is I ask, what is this? And then delete. Ask, what is this? Delete. And that's why we can get a shift in allowing someone to let go of these blocks that they're not, because it's never what you think it is. And so for you right now, I just want to strengthen, because this other woman in the audience also had a left hip issue and it's coming up the same. The issue is being able to move forward, like to take the first step of your life and as a woman and as you want to do it from your feminine creative energy. And what happened is this woman, she was sitting in the front row and she was running so much energy. Like she was just like, you know, really vibrating really high. And so this is what, your thoughts are vibration. Your thoughts are frequency. All thoughts are being put out to the universe and there's expansion in that. And it's also affecting all the cells in your body. So there's, you know, a contraction in that. So we want to, when Shran says breathe, it's because if you're aware of your breathing, it's coming up for you in particular, and this is very common, that your respiratory system and your reproductive system. So if I test those two, it's more your reproductive system than your digestive. And so we just want to, what's also coming up is the left side, shouldering the burden. And it feels like, do you feel that this arrangement between you and your mother is fair?
No.
Okay. So what is unfair about it?
I never wanted this. I think this was put on my shoulders since I was 8. And I've run away from it, you know. I never felt like I got properly met and mothered. And now I'm in a position where she doesn't even want my help, but we need to do this.
Okay, so she's acting like a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to strengthen you to this. Because honestly, for you right now, just let go of the word help.
Okay.
Help is just making you feel helpless. And so we're going to strengthen you to the word empower. So I'm in the business of empowering people to empower themselves. And we're just going to get you strong that, you know, if your mom doesn't want your empowerment, then it's okay for you not to get upset about that. And also, it is never too late to mother yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've done a lot of that and I kind of resent it. If I were to be honest, like I've done a lot. I don't mind doing that, but there's a the unmothered mothered mothering myself.
Okay, that's like the next layer even.
There we go. Yay, there's Shran. Now, Shran, what do you have to say? Because we have her down to zero, I'm getting. Like, Julie, when you touch in. There you go, that nice yawn. Yawning is a way of letting go of energy when people are able to express themselves. And so you just strengthen that harmony in your expression. So Sharon, what would you like to say to Julie here?
I was going to say, you know, Colette, everything that you're saying was like exactly what, obviously you said it in your words, but I was resonating with everything that you were saying. And, you know, to do with the shouldering and then the hips, not being able to move forward in life because of it, even though you wanted to run away, Julie, like you felt like you were running away from it. There was this energy of stuckness that was kind of holding you back. And then there was resentment and anger and all of that. So the body is so wise in the way that it actually reveals all this to us. So just check in now and see how you're feeling.
Clearer, more neutral. I'm feeling the anger and resentment still, like this sort of allowing it to kind of surface up.
This is going to make you laugh. Have you ever had a physical child yourself?
No, I have. No.
So just so you know, just because you have not had that experience, you most definitely have had the experience of mothering, because you have been mothering yourself. And when I tested, you were better off mothering yourself than being mothered by someone who was incapable of doing it. Just because it appears she didn't love you or didn't care about you, that's not the case. She just was not able, is what's coming up. How does that feel to you?
Oh, I know that in my bones. It's
okay,
I think no, I know that. I know that. I think there's just I think there's a story of like, you know, because of my background or my own failings, I'm not living up to my full potential. And if my mom wasn't around, I would be, you know, that kind of story.
You know that's a story, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So you may as well let go of that one. You don't need to be resentful.
Yeah.
Sharon, because we have another caller also. I just want to check in with you, Sharon, if you have some, like, I'm getting this is going to take, like, the perception is going to take a while to catch up to the big opening Julie just had here. So what would you?
I would say that, you know, everything that you're feeling right now, it feels like, you know, when a bubble bursts, there's like this kind of stuff that just starts coming out. And it feels like that's all the stuff that you're feeling is as a result of that. And the more you can stay just in the breath and presence to it, rather than judge that I've got this or this left, the more it will continue to shift and the more you'll continue to get neutral. And the minute we get neutral to everything is where the, as Colette would say, the higher self network kind of goes whoosh, and it just rushes through.
And Stella's back and she's like, yeah, it's done.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, thanks, Julie.
Kat, when I get working, I get off time. How much time do we have left?
Oh, we have 1 minute until the next break.
Okay, so we do have another caller. What I'd like to do is take this caller and then we can get her to hang on while through the break. We could just find out what it is that she wants to have worked on.
All right. So we have Trisha from British Columbia. Trisha?
Hi there.
Hey, Trisha.
Hi, Trisha.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Trisha was at both the Layer 3 and 4 seminars. And, Layer 3, Tactics and Karma, it brings up a lot. And the reason why Layer 4 is called Unfettered is because that's my heart chakra. So you're in good hands with my beautiful guest here, Sharon Sirdar. Can you just tell us quickly, if you want something shifted, what would you like? What would that be? And then we're going to go to a short break and we'll get back to after the break?
I've recently come down with a cold, so I'm dealing with fever and chills, and then I'm starting to get stuff out of my lungs and that. So
that's awesome. Like a little talk. We'll come back after this because we've got to go to this break. I'm going to explain why that's awesome when I come back. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Sharan Sirdar and Stella. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819. Call in if you want to make some shift happen.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook. You can also find this in the archives at transformationtalkradio.com and at transformationradio.fm. And there's one other I can't remember right now, but you can find this on my website. And we also will be putting this on YouTube. And there's podcasts. So just so everybody knows that, we are with Sharan Sirdar on the show here. And Sharan and I just were energetically tuning in to Tricia. And so Tricia has what she's referring to as the cold and the flu. And so I just want to get back to you, Tricia. Are you there? Tricia?
Hello.
Hi, there you go. So we didn't have time to really get a baseline from you on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being that this is really, really bothering you, and 0, you know, that, hey, it's not going to be that, it's not that, you know, it's neutral now. Where are you?
I'm probably about an 8.
Okay. Right. So what's coming up is Sharan said she would prefer if I just energetically tune in, and then when she's ready, she'll say what she would like to say. So why I said this is a good thing is because the cold, when people use the words cold or flu, and what comes up is that this is grief, and this is letting go of a lot of grief. So in this case, it's good grief. We did a lot of work on the tactics that people have a tendency to use on themselves and on others, and that are, you know, tactics that the government uses. And we're, so that brought up a lot of stuff in layer three, and also in layer four, or layer three is about resolving karma. And so we want to remember that karma is not good or bad or positive or negative. It's cause and effect. And so we're going to get you strong to everything that you're releasing right now, that we, you just allow it to, go out of you. It's coming. It's like, you don't like to rest. Are you pretty active?
Yeah, it's hard to get me to settle down. And like, even if I've got something broken, I don't like to sit still.
I know. It's been a rocky summer for me too. Like I moved a lot of rocks. You can see it on Facebook. I'm still not quite done. And I fractured a foot and I still moved rocks. I understand, that sitting still thing. So we're just going to strengthen you to this, that you do not have to be sick to be able to sit still. And, sitting still is good for you sometimes, you know? So we're just going to strengthen you to that. And also, you know, you're under rest. What that means is that your body is telling you, and, you know, we have homeostasis dragon here. Your body is telling you, hey, body, soul, spirit, You did a lot of energetic shifting for yourself. You faced a lot of challenging things. And remember, challenges are just possibilities in disguise. And so, the body, is letting go here now. And so, Sharon, what would you like to tell Tricia?
I think everything you've said is just on spot, spot on, Tricia, spot on. and I'm just kind of just holding the frequency here, so I just want to check in, Tricia, how you feeling, because we've both been doing it.
I'm definitely feeling a little bit lighter for sure. I was just like, after both courses, I was thinking, oh, I feel great, everything's wonderful, and then boom.
Okay, so it's like, this is not uncommon. I say when people come to my, because people will call them workshops in my, I don't hold workshops. So what I say is, when you're in the room and we're with like-minded people that are energetically holding a vibration and frequency of that high, that, yeah, you know, that's real life. The seminar is out there. And so a lot of people will feel, a drop in energy when you're with a bunch of people that are really resonating at this vibration and frequency. And then you have to go out there on your own. So that's why I brought in that Float Your Boat program, because, after the seminar, that's once a month. That's the third Thursday of each month. You can call in for an hour and a half and, you know, really send in an issue, and it helps keep the vibration going. So speaking of vibration, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm just keep going on this. And so we're just checking in again, Tricia, see how you are.
What number are you at, Tricia?
I'm feeling a five for sure.
Good. So it's dropping, right? You were doing a lot of five energy at the seminar also. Caught in the middle.
Yeah.
So we're just going to get everybody strong to this feeling. This is a lot of people, as I said, this is collective. Kat, how much time do we have left?
We have 2 minutes left.
All right. So Tricia, thank you for calling in. And we will, you know, you can let us know how you're doing. I just wanted to let Sharon have a few words here because just to explain what she's doing. And, you know, I want everybody to recognize that these brave souls that call in are, you know, sort of like standing in for people who also have the same issues. So if you're feeling the energy moving, that's because you also are resonating with it. So thank you for calling in, Tricia. Sharon, we've got about a minute left.
Well, Colette, I just love coming on the show and working with you because it's like I don't even have to open my mouth because you say everything that needs to be said. And it's, you know, I'm thinking or feeling, and it's just like we're in harmony, like just like your painting. So
it's my pleasure always to have you on the show. And I just want to say, you know, give a big hug to all of your family. and you know, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and we've been live on Facebook on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. It's been an awesome show. And thank you, Sharon, for all of your time and energy. Thank you, Kat, for producing this show, the people who called in. And also a big thank you to Dr. Pat for giving us all this opportunity. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.